We're talking about the highly toxic chemicals known by the acronym PFAS. You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Governor Tony Evers' recent budget proposal calls for taking steps to get a handle on these man-made synthetic compounds that are toxic and widespread in our environment. Phoebe Petrovic has been reporting on the confusion around PFAS in the state. She's the Lee Esther News Fellow at Wisconsin Public Radio. Phoebe, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So we know these are man-made, but help us get a better grasp of what PFAS are.
Yeah, so PFAS is an umbrella term for 3,000 to 4,000 different chemicals, so it covers a lot. And at the molecular level, what they do is they're sort of non-stick compounds. So what you'll find is that they're often used in things like non-stick cookware, or if you have a rain jacket that repels water, fabric that repels grease or stains, pizza boxes. So it's in everything from food packaging to clothing to also then firefighting foam. They've been in use since the 1940s, so they've been around for decades. The industry has sort of voluntarily phased them out, according to the EPA, but they don't tend to break down once they're in the environment, and so they're pretty widespread.
So they're not breaking down in the environment. What is known about what these compounds do?
Yeah, so if you are exposed to PFAS, they can build up over time. They don't break down in your body, and they can cause some adverse health risks. So we know from scientific literature that the two most common compounds especially, have been linked to cancer. They've been linked to thyroid problems, immune deficiencies, developmental or reproductive problems, high cholesterol. So the science is still sort of developing, but we know that they do pose a risk.
And so there are thousands under this one umbrella, and we use this acronym PFAS. Of these compounds, what are the most common? Which ones do we know most about?
So we know the most about the most common, which are these two. That's PFOA and PFOS. And these are the ones that, because they occur in the environment most frequently, those are the ones that have been studied the most. So that's what we have the most scientific basis for. And these two are the ones that are currently addressed by the EPA. They have the Federal Environmental Protection Agency has what's called a lifetime health advisory for individual or combined amounts of PFOA and PFOS. That's of 70 parts per trillion. So they say if you're drinking water over that, it's unsafe. But the problem is there are, as we said, there are thousands of these chemicals. About 30 or so are being studied right now. But we know that probably these other ones pose a risk as well. When you test water, like in, say, Madison, you show up with 10 of these compounds. Only two of them are covered by federal regulations. But that doesn't mean that that is comprehensive or reflective of the true risk.
WPR's Phoebe Petrovic is with us as we talk about her recent article surrounding the confusion over PFAS in Wisconsin. These are the toxic synthetic chemicals that have been used for decades in consumer products and industry. They're widely present in the environment. Phoebe, what kind of regulation exists for PFAS at this time in Wisconsin?
So currently, Wisconsin doesn't have its own statewide regulation for PFAS. Instead, what we do is we defer to the federal EPA's lifetime health advisory for the two main compounds. That said, the DNR does have the ability to order sort of a person or a company that's at fault for spilling PFAS into the environment and creating them. They have the right to order them to clean up and go through remediation to provide people who are affected with bottled water, maybe well filters, things like that. So Wisconsin is, however, currently working on developing a statewide regulation of their own for these most common two, PFOA, PFOS, which again are the ones that are covered under that EPA umbrella right now. The DHS is working on that. The Department of Health Services, by the request of the DNR, the Department of Natural Resources, we're expecting to get that sometime mid this year, so probably in the summer. And we know that the DNR also has a list of about 20 additional PFAS compounds on their own list that they plan to ask the DHS to look at eventually, once they're done with this current cycle, it's sort of closed for looking right now. And what the DHS tells me that they're doing is really digging into the scientific literature that exists on these compounds to make sure that they're developing a standard that is scientifically valid and sufficiently protective and safe.
And we're really concerned about drinking water and wells all across Wisconsin, especially with nitrates. What do we know about PFAS in drinking water?
Yeah, so we know that that's one of the places that people get exposed to PFAS the most. The other most common way that you're exposed is if you're eating fish, say, who have been swimming in a pond or a lake that has these compounds in it, then you can get the contamination that way. But again, this 70 parts per trillion federal regulation by the EPA, or health advisory rather, that's mostly for drinking water. And so we're saying that you shouldn't drink water that's over that threshold. And, you know, if you do get exposed to it, once it's in your body, it just accumulates and it doesn't break down.
We've learned that PFAS have been found at the former Badger Army Ammunition Plant in Sauk County. What do we know there? What happened?
So the former Badger Army Ammunition Plant has been going through a redevelopment and remediation since the 1990s. So we know that there's a ton of chemicals there. Small amounts of PFAS have been detected in the groundwater, some in the surface water, I believe. And these were detected by the Army in May of 2018. However, the DNR is careful to say that because they're low amounts, they don't believe that the Army is actually at fault for this, because we would expect that Army activities would mean that it's much higher. However, the Army detected about 6 PFAS chemicals or PFAS compounds. The Army detected about 6 PFAS compounds with an accumulated combined amount of 82 parts per trillion. And when they reported on these results at a public meeting back in November of 2018, they only mentioned 2. And they said PFOA and PFOS, which again are the ones covered under the EPA, these were found at 19.5 parts per trillion. Later, someone who, Laura Ola, who runs the Citizens for Safe Water around Badger, she requested the full data from the Army and found, hey, you guys actually found 6 of these compounds and the total is 82.5. So the Army says, we didn't do anything wrong by not disclosing that information, because our first priority is to follow the EPA guideline and making sure that people aren't drinking water that's in excess of that. But, you know, people like Laura Ola say, we should know everything that's in our water. If you found this information, we should know. We don't actually know whether or not that water is safe.
As we wrap up, how has Governor Tony Evers wanted to put some handle on this? Because this is part of his budget proposal.
Yeah, I mean, so we know that Governor Tony Evers has made 2019 the year of clean drinking water. And so PFAS are certainly a part of that. So he has asked for a small amount of money to start looking into this. So $150,000 to create a strategy for determining what sites in the state have contamination. The DNR lists 16 open sites that are currently being redeveloped right now, but we know that that's certainly not the full extent of it. And he's also asked for $50,000 to survey first responders to see if they use PFAS-containing firefighting foam, because that's often one place where we find them.
Well, Phoebe, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Phoebe Petrovic reports for Wisconsin Public Radio as the Lee Esther News Fellow. We've been talking about Wisconsin's approach to investigating the highly toxic synthetic chemicals that go by the acronym PFAS, along with possible next steps at the state and federal levels. To learn more about these compounds and what's happening with them in Wisconsin, head to the Morning Show page at WPR.org to find links to our recent coverage. Coming up, Kohler Company recently announced it will shut down its engine operations plant in Sheboygan County and move hundreds of jobs to Mississippi. We'll look at industry trend lines in manufacturing, both in the Midwest and here in Wisconsin. Kohler says it's fully committed to its headquarters in the state, and we want to hear from you. Are you a current employee with Kohler who will face a job change? Do you work in manufacturing, and have you seen consolidation shifts in your sector of the industry? Have you ever moved to keep your job? Do you hope to find a job in manufacturing in the state but are dissuaded by job moves out of Wisconsin? You can join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Stay with us as we discuss bath and kitchen giant Kohler here on The Morning Show. This is the Ideas Network.